You are listening to Turn the Dial with your co-hosts, Scott and Renee Comey. And today, we are going to kick off a three-part series on leadership versus management. And part of this is in recognition for Scott Comey, who just had his first book release on May 7th. That's called Are You a Manager or a Leader? How to Inspire Results Through Others. Why we find this topic relevant to our podcast is as real estate agents, as realtors, as loan officers, we are leaders. So whether you are in an official leadership title, right, that you're a branch leader or designated broker, an office owner, a team leader, or whether you're a solo producer, you are still leading and inspiring results through others. If you've ever found that you struggled with some conversion of a client, you might be using management styles versus leadership styles, right? As human beings, we like to be inspired and led, not told what to do. We get a little stubborn. So with today, our first part of this three-part series of management versus leadership, we're going to talk about the five common traits of leaders. Scott, how would you like to kick us off? What's the first trait?
Well, yeah, first of all, I'm so excited. I almost said the word stoked. I'm not sure too many of our listeners would remember that word from back in the day, but just super excited about the book release. And I like how you said this is my first book, which insinuates that there's going to be a second one. So now I have to think about what is that one going to be? But I am going to kind of cover some stuff on leadership over these next three episodes that we'll be recording over the next couple of weeks. And in the book, Are You a Manager or a Leader? In the second chapter, the chapter is titled Leadership Versus Management. And in this chapter, I kind of dissect some common traits of both of those, of a manager and of a leader. Now, where did I get this information from? It was a series of interviews that I conducted from people that were currently being managed and those that were currently leaders. And so I kind of got both perspectives to kind of see what does kind of break those two elements apart, leadership versus management. So in that second chapter, that's what I cover. But today I'm going to identify just the five common traits that I identified from those interviews on what makes a great leader.
Perfect.
So trait number one, and you already kind of mentioned it, is inspiration. Now, leaders, they seek to be inspired and they learn how to inspire. So it's kind of a two-part. Inspiration is a two-part character trait, right? I want to be inspired constantly. As a leader, I'm not always up and at my best. I'm not always thinking positively. So I constantly need to go out and seek that inspiration. Where do I get it from? Books, conferences, watching videos from people that I trust. Over the years, a good example would be Brian Buffini. Love that guy. Every time I see him speak in person, listen to his podcast, it lifts me up. It inspires me, right? And then we have a leader in our company, one of our branch leaders, Lynette Gam, who says this, don't be jealous, be inspired, right? Why does she say that? Because inspiration, it lifts you up. When you're jealous, it brings you down. So if you think about this, if you focus instead, you see somebody else doing something that you love, don't be jealous about it. Be inspired and just tell yourself, you know what? One day I'm going to have what they have, or one day I'm going to be doing what they're doing. Whatever that thing is that you were jealous of, be inspired by it. And then use that same ability that you learned to inspire yourself to show others how to do the same thing. Inspire your team. Inspire the community. Always be positive. That's kind of my motto.
Sure. It's almost like that old adage, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe if you are always the one feeling as if you're working to inspire others and none of them are being inspirational or motivational in themselves, we might need to adjust our room, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So then going on to the second characteristic trait of a good leader, leaders are good listeners, right? A good leader really intently listens. They understand that we were given two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? They listen more than they talk, in other words. So having empathy for your people, not just at work, but also personally, you know, do you actively listen to those around you and find out, do they have any needs right now? Is there a need that needs to be filled? And I would even encourage you to listen for that need and then fill that need. Renee, you've done that several times for people in the past.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, where you've done that.
But I think, I mean, when you say that too, we also sometimes make assumptions that we're hearing what the person's trying to say, right? So that's another piece of being a good listener, is not only actively listening, but one of the ways we show active listening is to summarize what we think we heard. And that way your person's able to clarify back to you. Thanks for trying, but this is actually what I meant, right? And improves our communication.
Yep, absolutely. And if you are a leader at your career, at your job, by helping others be better at their work, you are affecting their home life and families as well. So I'm just reading from my book here because I wanted to make sure that I got in some of these little segments from my book. If your people are happy at work, that should translate into a healthier home life. Leaders tend to inspire us to be better versions of ourselves, right? Yeah.
And this really comes into play with the real estate industry. When you are helping someone buy or sell a home, have you ever had couples be on different pages? You know,
yeah.
Anyone?
Yep.
So when you have that happen, right, sometimes it's that there's a breakdown in listening just even within the parties to a transaction. And so we can take a step back and say, okay, I think I heard this. Is this what we meant? And work through it with the multiple parties even.
Yeah, I love that. So now I'm going to move on to the third character trait, which is sacrifice. So two main things that leaders will do in this category or in this trait, which is they sacrifice their time and they sacrifice their money. Mm. And sometimes their money is their business's money. So if you're a real estate agent, it might be your own money that you're sacrificing, but let me kind of break this down for you, these two different things. So the first is time. So as a leader, in all of the different companies that I'd worked for over the years and worked in, all the businesses that I worked in order for me to accelerate my growth, accelerate the level at which I was within that company, I tended to work beyond what was required of me. So that was a sacrifice of my time. Right? In most of my career as a leader, growing up in these different companies, I was paid a salary, so not a clock in, clock out situation, right? It's a salary based on 40 hours, but I always found myself working 45 to 50 hours minimum every single week, putting in that few extra hours to get a little bit extra done, to get my store, to get my business, to help the company get a little bit further ahead. That translated into a quicker accelerated growth for me, a stronger company, and my employees loved it because I was there for them beyond the time they expected me to be, to help them out, to be side by side with them out there in the field, so to speak. And so that's the time sacrifice. And then on the money side of things, there's two things I can mention here. One is the profit of the business. So when we started our real estate company, we reinvested almost every dollar we earned from personal sales back into the business. Why did we do that? To grow the company, to provide better tools for our agents, to make sure that they had everything that they needed to be successful. We knew that by sacrificing early the profits of the business, that later on the company would be stronger, we'd grow a lot quicker, and that's exactly what happened. And then also sacrificing profit to give into the community, to give back to the community. So always having a budget for donating is huge. And as an agent listening to this podcast, highly recommend that's a line item on your budget, is that you're giving back to the community. So being a good leader in your community is sacrificing a part of your profit to give back to those that you serve.
Yeah. Well, and what I hear as you talk too, is it's really showing people that you have skin in the game. Right? You're inspiring them through your leadership, showing you have skin in the game, whether it is, like you said, your time, right? Because we all have choices on what to do with our time. And when we give someone our time, that's something we can't make more of, right? No one can make more time. We all have 24 hours in a day. Or when we sacrifice our money, right? We heard that, put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You're showing that care. And as real estate agents, as loan officers, if the communities are not around us, if we don't have a thriving community to work in, our jobs become that much harder. So when we can support our community and help our community thrive in ways that are genuine to us, right? Things that we care about, things that make a difference in our lives, it just is this never-ending circle of, I want to say circle of love. That sounds a little funny, but
yeah.
Right? It's that circle of care. It's that circle that just keeps what goes around comes around, right? We're putting out the good, we're getting the good back.
Yep. So I'm going to read a little section in my book under the column of sacrifice,
sure,
which says this, and this is basically me telling the same story that I just told you about the sacrifice of time and money. So could I have more money today if I didn't sacrifice profits to growing the company and giving back? Absolutely. However, I believe that leaders don't lead to become rich. Leaders lead because they want to leave a lasting impact. They lead because they want to leave a lasting impact. Zig Ziglar is famously known for saying, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough people get what they want. And that has become Renee's and my reality as business owners. So that's the end of the sacrifice section. By the way, if you want to learn a lot more on each of these character traits, you got to get the book because we're just giving you little snippets from each of these. All right, going to move on to number four. Number four is personal growth. Oh my gosh, how many episodes have we recorded on this topic? Mm-hmm. This was one of the top character traits as stated by the people that I interviewed that they have. And so most people, there's a lot of people out there that kind of have this idea that they already know everything they need to know and there's not much more to know. And maybe they've been in the business for 20 years and they feel like, I know real estate because I've been doing this for 20 years, right? So why do I need to go to a class? Why do I need to read a book? Why do I need to listen to a podcast? Well, I will tell you that leaders never feel like they know it all, right? They invest in themselves and schedule time weekly for reading, attending training, or learning a new skill. So reading from my book again, under this topic of personal growth, the blueprint to success is not in shiny object syndrome. It's not in the norm, but it's in a book. Find it, read it, and take action on what you learn.
I love that. I mean, think about people have lived before us, right? How much experience have you had that others have not had? How much could you share with others if maybe the situation you found yourself in and navigated through, I can learn from your mistakes, I can learn from your successes, and that can accelerate my move when I face a similar obstacle. It's so powerful. So thank you for taking the time actually to write a book. It makes such a big difference. But being able to listen to other stories and realize you don't have to do exactly as someone has done, but if you can accelerate yourself by learning a little bit from someone who's been before you, how much more effective can you be?
Yeah. I mean, is there somebody out there that's a Mark Zuckerberg or a Bill Gates? Yes, those people are out there, but they're so far and few between. You guys, it's incredibly hard to invent Facebook, right? It's incredibly hard to get that magic idea that's going to accelerate your real estate business. And so what I basically am sharing in this section of my book on the topic of personal growth is that there, as Renee said, super successful business icons have garnered all they learned in their 10, 20, 30 plus years of being in business into just a couple hundred page book, right? And if you read their book, you would fast forward your success and it would not take you that 10, 20, and 30 years that it took them. So my book is even a culmination of almost 30 years of my leadership experience. So why would you not, if you're trying to get better, for example, in leadership, why would you not buy a book like this or buy someone else's book if it was in a skill that you wanted to improve in? Because it's not going to take you the same amount of time that it took them to succeed, right? You're going to actually accelerate your success. So personal growth. Love it. All right. And the last trait that we have is focus. And so focus is huge, you guys, right? Wasn't there a documentary where becoming Warren Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Him and Bill Gates, right? Both wrote the word focus. Their parents brought them together, said, you guys need to network with one another. They were kind of running out of peers to network with, and asked them to each take a piece of paper and write down the one word that most impacted their success. And they both pulled out their paper, unfolded it, and had the word focus.
Yeah, I'm gonna read you guys a little bit more than I had planned on reading, just because I think it's kind of funny. But so great leaders find within themselves to focus so that they get stuff done. Now, I don't have the word stuff written here. It's something else that starts with an S, but they get stuff done. My wife, Renee, is a way better GSD person than I am, but I am a student and constantly trying to get better. I have for many years embraced the concept of not reinventing the wheel. In fact, it's become a mantra of mine. Several of you that know me personally know that about me. I always say, don't reinvent the wheel. And so often I see salespeople and entrepreneurs trying to find that quick path to success, that shiny object that will get them the instant success. But you know what I believe creates success? A clear and focused, proactive approach to constantly learning and improving yourself. And you want to know what leaders have embraced? The quickest way to wealth and success is a constant and never-ending desire to grow by learning from those that have lived before you. Tony Robbins, in his book, Personal Power, coined the acronym CANI, constant and never-ending improvement. That will help you focus.
Nice.
So with that, you guys, those are the five common traits of leaders. Again, we just gave little snippets, really, of each. So get the book. I would love for you guys to get the book. And by the way, once you read it, and it's a quick read, you guys, for those of you that aren't readers, it's a very quick read, 130 pages. So that's, 3 hours, 5 hours, a couple days if you're a slow reader like me. But anyways, yeah, pick up the book. I really appreciate it. And I thank you guys so much for a lot of you that have already pre-ordered it. And gosh, thank you guys so much. It's been such a fun journey. You've been listening to Turn the Dial. Please check us out on Facebook at Turn the Dial Podcast and Coaching. We would also love for you to rate us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you subscribe to this show. Until next time, thanks for listening.